Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. Yeah, yeah. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. Sure. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Well, all right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Friday, that's right. Friday, April the 5th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very important show scheduled for you today that kind of goes in line with the private show that we're doing, where we're revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the hidden metaphysical history, or the hidden esoteric alchemical history of mankind and planet Earth, by revealing the internal Christ or the Christos or the internal Christ oil, and how to raise your Christ oil or the Christ. And by raising that, that increases your vibration. And by increasing your vibration, that increases your currency, which brings us to today's show, which is how to create, I put the word get, but it's really how to create. Because it's not about getting, it's about creating. How to create currency, which is what we call cash, which is different from money. So cash is the under-over understanding of turning the word around. You got AS, it's like sack. So it's your heavenly sack. So cash is your heavenly sack for me. So cash is what is rightfully mine. It's my star seed that has been amplified by using a specific guide that allows me to not only create currency, but also to keep currency. So first of all, before we give you the secret or the solution to this alchemical container That's when it's operated inside of the presence of God. That's you, by the way. You're an alchemical, you're a biological, electrical container. When that biological, electrical container is in the presence of God, bam, that represents the highest capacity for exchange. Let me say it again. That represents the highest capacity for exchange. Let me say it again. That represents the highest capacity for exchange. This is the oral tradition that we're talking about today. This was passed down from generation to generation. This was lost when they destroyed the Library of Congress. That's why the Library of Congress, the Library of Alexandria. That's why when one consecrates one's purpose or purposes, then the entire universe, which is called the some people call the galaxy guardian, which is the guardian family of all of the divine essence that are on Earth. And the only way to stifle or stop that divine process of a natural expression of the divine father and mother, or feminine, divine feminine, and the divine masculine, from posing and expanding by the elevated frequency due to the alchemical process that is taking place within inside of the body, is when I work in the prison system. I saw it all the time, and it's remarkable what happens to a individual when you put them in the hole or you put them in solitary confinement. Let me say that again. This is how you stop currency. Now, there's a lot of people right now that's in solitary confinement of their own choice and their own choosing. Now, I'm going to talk about the unintentional currency creation method that is unconscious. People just stumble across it, and most people don't even know. Then I'm going to talk about the intentional wealth creation currency, or the wealth creation method that I use, and that all the millionaires that I talked about in my first book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich. There's Lim, there's Jim, and then Craig. And I talked about those three guys that I met when I was in New Mexico. And I talked about how they invested in my one of my companies, which is Vision Impact Photography, $20,000 each. Went through it like it wasn't nothing. I talked about in my book, Lim gave me a blank check, said, and just signed it, fill it in. And I didn't know what to do. I was younger, dumber, and stupider. So I was like, okay, I just put 20. And he looked at me and said, are you sure? And I said, yeah, $20,000. And he gave me back the check. And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah. He said, okay. I went there at $20,000 in a week. And then when I came back to him for more, he was like, hey, you didn't believe in your own dream. What I'm about to tell you today is one of the most profound things that you will ever hear. You won't find this taught in no school, in no university. This is only passed down through the oral tradition, which is what I've been sharing with everything that I share. It's very hard to find it written because they didn't write it down. It was orally passed down to keep the goyim from getting it, because they knew that they wouldn't respect it. This is the true esoteric history, because energy is the currency of the universe. It's not paper. Energy is the currency of the universe. If there is no energy, there is no universe. Your ability to produce energy, that's why if you put a man or a woman in solitary confinement and you put them in a cage in a little box, you reduce their ability to be seen and also to pay attention. So energy is the currency of the universe. So when you pay attention to something, you're buying that something. Right now you're paying attention, hopefully, to what I'm saying. So you're buying it with your energy, with your attention. So energy flows where attention goes. So there's a lot of people there, they go to work, but they're not paying attention. So by universal spiritual law, they cannot get currency. They can get money, but they're not going to get no currency. That's why people can work for 20, 30, 40 years. They hate their job. Therefore, by universal spiritual law, they cannot receive anything. Oh, they get a piece of paper. That's a medium of exchange, but they don't get no currency. They don't get no energy from the forefather. They're not a part of the circular system. So energy is the medium of exchange for the universe. Money is the universal exchange between two people. When you pay attention to something, you are buying something. So when you allow your consciousness not to focus on something, you're not buying nothing. The inability to do what I have inside of my my second book, Focus, Discipline, and Order, Dare to Be You. You cannot be you if you don't even know you. Dare to be you. How do you be you? Focus, discipline, and order. The three-stranded cord is not easily broken. And when you put somebody in solitary confinement, when I watched men who was young and vigorous and they came out there, their spirit was broke. They had no desire for life. Solitary confinement destroys the human genome. Now, there are some men that have very strong dispositions. It takes them a little bit longer. But in the end, they all succumb to solitary confinement. Because when we talk about this word solitary, like any other word, it's the ability to over and understand the definitions of the word, because that establishes the frequency of the word. And so it's extremely important that you don't put yourself in solitary confinement. Many of us voluntarily have put ourselves in solitary confinement. Now, I don't know why you would do that. Solitary means unattended. There's a lot of people, they live their life and they're unattended. They're there, but they're not. You can always tell because when you're talking to them, they can't. You ask them, hey, are you listening? They say, oh, no, I'm sorry, excuse me, what did you just say? I know a lot of people that they're living their life, they're absentee landlords in their own life. They walk around, they drive home, they don't remember how they got home. They watch a movie, they don't remember what was in the movie. They go out to eat, they don't remember what they ate. They have a conversation with you or me, they don't remember the conversation. Why? They're not present in their own life. They're not paying attention. They are living alone. They are absent. There are a plethora of people who are just going through the motion. They're what I call the walking dead. Why y'all think all these zombie movies are coming out? All of these zombie movies are talking about soul, S-O-L-I, and then Ari, A-R-Y, soul Ari, which is solitary. And what they're trying to tell you in all of these movies is there's a lot of people who are living a life of solitude. Solitude, they're living a life of solitary disposition. Now, again, I got to tell you the problem first before I give you the solution. Because right now you probably think that you don't have the problem when in fact you may be enjoying a life of solitude. There's a lot of people who don't want to experience anything. They don't want to be in a relationship with any person, with anything. They just want to be pre-nominal. They want to live in a life of a hermit, a recluse, seclusion. Solitary confinement. And it's sad because I watch it and I see that disposition that I saw in the prison. That disposition is in people, but they're not in prison, but they got a prison mentality. It's interesting because when I worked after working in the Supermax prison, then I went to a medium. Then after working in the medium security, then I went and worked in what they call the farm. That's the integration. Then from the farm system, I went to work in the halfway house. And in the halfway house, it was amazing because I remember going to one guy's apartment, we helped him get an apartment, and he had this nice apartment, and he had everything in the living room. He never went into the kitchen. He never went into the bedroom. He did go into the bathroom. He never used his closet. He had a one-bedroom apartment. He had a little stove set up in the living room, and he had noodles, and he had crackers, and he had everything in a corner that was the exact same size as his cell, and he had a big old apartment. And he never went nowhere in that apartment because he was a prisoner of his own creation. He was living in solitude, in solitary confinement. That's poverty. Poverty is the inability to create wealth. Poverty is the inability to generate a current. Poverty is solitary confinement. Poverty is when you are isolated in your brain. Poverty is when you do not have the ability to connect for whatever reasons, and there's a lot of reasons, primarily, again, the Willie Lynch syndrome, the psychological effects of slavery that affects the primarily most African Americans that I know, they all are suffering from the Willie Lynch. And again, I went through it and we've talked about it, all 21 things. I had all 21. Everything that Willie Lynch said that if you do to keep a good house Negro, that was me. I was a Willie Lynch Negro. And I'm not even in slavery. And every day I wake up, I got to fight the psychological effects of slavery because I don't like to pay attention. I just like to be lazy. I don't like to focus. I don't like to exercise discipline. And I don't like order. Now, I've learned to like it because I saw the benefits of it, because when you do it, you get paid. And so this is what I'm trying to, people think that the life management system, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the wealth creation, all of this, the Eagles Club, the Kingdom Millionaires Temple Builders Program, all of these different programs that I've developed over the years, they all deal with one thing, and that is the inability to see value in the self. And so you look for something else. Since you can't pay attention to yourself, you're not buying an experience for yourself. You're buying an experience for someone else. Energy is the currency of this universe. So when you pay attention to something, you are buying something. So my question to you is today, what are you paying attention to? So now we've got to figure out how to create attention, because attention is currency, and currency is cash, and cash is your heavenly sack, because the H stands for heaven, and the S-A-S stands for sack. That stands for, again, what you put in your pocket. That's your stash. So we all got some stash. But when you allow your conscious, or if you don't even have a conscious, there's a lot of people don't even have one. There are some organic portals walking around. They're OPs, and they exist. I've seen them. Talk to them. You might be one. So if you don't have a conscious, how can you focus? So when you focus on someone, or when you focus on something that you don't want, or that you don't like, or that ignores you, you are feeding it your energy. And you are buying that energy back. You're buying that experience. So whatever you put your energy in, that's where you're going to blend. You're going to blend in with that energy. So if you're putting your energy on to low vibrational stuff, you're going to live a low vibrational life. That's why they got all of the, you know, reality shows on, because they know if they can get your attention, and if I can get you to pay attention to reality shows, I'm going to get you to buy a reality experience. So whatever you're putting your attention into, based upon universal spiritual law, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get that experience because you're buying it. You buy things with your attention. You buy things with focus. You buy things with discipline. You buy things with order. Be very selective in your focus, because your attention feeds the energy of it, and it keeps it alive. So when you put energy into something, you're keeping that something alive. That is why, did you notice that the primary actors in the movie Black Panther, that the black guy that was in the movie, what was it called? Well, the movie Us, it had two of the main characters that was in Black Panther. And the other movie was, what was it called, Watch Out, or, well, Old Boy was in the second place. I can't remember what the name of the movie. But, again, he was in the Black Panther. Now, in Black Panther, they were rulers. They were kings. Remember Old Boy and Black Panther? In the movie Us, The lead African American guy in the movie Us, he gets hit in the back. He's crawling around crying, begging. The woman has all the power. He looked like a punk in the whole movie. And the girl in the movie Us, she was in Black Panther. She was the Black Panther's mate in the movie. She was a queen in Black Panther, and she was reduced to what in the movie Us? And then in the movie Get Out, I think it was called Get Out. Was it called Get Out? I think it was called Get Out. Old boy's in the movie Get Out, and in the end, you know, he kind of gets out. He does get out, but through the whole movie Get Out, but he was reduced to a punk. So it's character assassination, meaning learned helplessness. Because why? You're giving that character your attention. So you get that character energies back. This, again, is called predictive programming. That's why they always show, I mean, look what just happened with Nipsey Hussle. Even though it wasn't a white man that shot him, he still got shot. So all black men, at least when we watch this over and over and over again, we see, okay, that's how we're going to go out too. But it's programmed over time because we give it our attention. So energy is the currency of the universe. So when you pay attention to something, you are buying something. So my question to you is, what are you paying attention to? Now, as I said at the beginning, this is the ancient oral tradition of controlling currency that was taught by all of the ancients that was lost when they destroyed the library, because a lot of this stuff that they finally was putting down in paper. And then they changed it at the Council of Nicaea, so that way it was watered down even more, and so everything became personified. This is you. You are an alchemical container according to the ancient texts. You are an electromagnetic container. As an electromagnetic container, your electricity and your magnetism is amplified when it is crucified. So crucified means amplified. So when you go, again, what I'm talking about tonight at 7 p.m. and what I've been talking about, which is, again, how to raise the Christ oil so that it is magnified 10,000 times, so that when you're so powerful, money follows you and jump in your pocket. You ain't got to do nothing, just show up. All you got to do is walk in the room, and you're so charismatic, people will be like, oh, damn, who is that? Male or female? You got to go over there and talk to that person. You don't even know why. You are drawn to them. And you say, hi, hi, my name is such and such. And you give them your business card. They, what do you do? And then you share what you do. And then you say, oh, man, you know, I'm going to call you. I was looking for a therapist. I was looking for a teacher. I was looking for this. You ain't got to advertise. You just walk. You just show up. And you freaking demand attention because the alchemical container is in the presence of the king. And your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. So if you're working, you're doing something wrong. That means your alchemical container, your intention has not been set. So it is through this process that I'm getting ready to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify for you today that's extremely important. Now, all of the occult community, witches and warlords, and all, they all understand this. But Cretans, most of us, you know, religious folks, especially African Americans, dumb as a box of rocks. Now, most Caucasians, they stumbled upon the living light code by accident. They don't even know. They just got white privilege. They don't even understand what it is. They just walked, again, it was passed down. So they create wealth unintentionally. They don't know. So this unintentional wealth creation, this unintentional currency creation, it is an unintentional result. When, just like if I take if I don't know nothing about auto mechanics, I could watch a YouTube video and probably go out there and figure something out, and I could get an unintentional result. Now, it's unintentional because I didn't intentionally set out to do this through mastery of self. I'm benefiting from the result. That's what people who use techniques like positive thinking to create wealth. They sit around and they do a vision board and they think positively and it works. And they're like, oh snap, how did that happen? And then they run around and like, oh wow, this works. And it does, but can they duplicate it and can they teach it? Is it duplicatable and implementable? So positive thinking by itself doesn't work. It requires more than just positive thinking. It comes down to, and then once you get the belief, it got to come down to a knowing. You got to have a overstanding of the spiritual process that guarantees, we're not talking about wishing and hoping and dreaming. As I already did the show, on if you got hope and if you got a wish, boo-boo, you getting played. It comes down to being a magnetic force in the freaking universe. Are you a magnetic force that establishes and fortifies a spiritual link that is a spiritual communication that activates what we talked about last night in the private show, the crystals that's inside of the brain, not the biological brain, the crystal light, the Christ brain. That is the universal cosmic Trinity core, connects you using the universal language of light. This is a living light matrix, or it was a living light code that everybody was supposed to follow, but that living light matrix, that living light code was lost. And so the truth is, very few people are competent enough to reject anything that's offered that doesn't match their magnetic frequency, meaning goal or intention. Very few people are competent enough to reject. If you have the mental disposition or goal for $1 million, and I come up and I offer you $500,000, I'm pretty sure you're going to take that $500,000. I doubt very seriously you're going to reject the $500,000 because you know that you asked for $1 million. So very few of us have the genetic power or the magnetic power or the electromagnetic power to draw, to bring to us exactly what it is that we want. That's currency. That's the ability, again, to get out of solitary confinement that you place yourself in. And that's the ability to be so confident that you have connected with the forefather. And now you are bringing or calling those things that are not as though they were. This is intentional wealth creation, using your intent. This is not by accident. The first thing that we have to do is what we're doing tonight at 7. And what we've been doing, and that is to establish that you are a child of the king. And as the offspring of the king, you grow up to be like the king. The offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So the first thing that we have to do is we have to open up our chemical container, our body, and we have to raise the Christos or the Christ, because it says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So we gotta lift up your energy presence or your energy. This is done through understanding particle physics and understand that there is no electrons, there is no electricity. It's the ability to understand that there has to be a proton and electron balance. And when you start producing antimatter based upon spintronics and electrons start to spin off, that produces antimatter. That's where we get the antichrist. When you remove electrons out of the atom or out of the atom, and then you start producing something that's not attractive. When people ask, well, why do I drink distilled water? Because it's dead water. It doesn't have an electrical or magnetic charge. I drink distilled water because if you decluster the water, distilled water, the water molecule has nothing in it. It's a trash can. So distilled water, when you drink it, again, it draws mucus and trash that's inside of the body, so that way it helps to remove trash out of the body. So there's a lot of people walking around paying $5, $6, $7 to drink mineral water. So the water is already filled with something. You can't put anything inside of a trash can that's filled. So you're paying $6, $7, $8 an hour for a little quart of water that's not doing you any good, because it doesn't help to raise the currency. So wealth creation is the result of you keeping your currency high. Now, how do you keep your currency high? Now, everybody knows positive thinking. We didn't have to say that. So when you maintain a positive thinking or positive thought, that's a positive charge. And money is a positive or an aculine, or currency is aculine. Now, there is an acidic, but like everybody knows, if you put any type of a bacteria, virus, or any type of a pathogen, emphasis on what pathogen, pathogen, path to the genes, pathogen, that's why all diseases are pathogens, because it's to put you on a path. It's a path to affect your genes. You're supposed to have a life path. So I talk about the life path. You should not be a social path or a psychopath. But there's a lot of people, they're on the wrong path. And so we're on the wealth creation path. This is a currency path. So the path starts with maintaining an alkaline brain, alkalinity. Now, again, this, number one, we shouldn't have to say that, but, again, we've got to say it. Now we've got to say, okay, what does that mean? Everybody talks about positive thinking, and I just said you cannot create wealth currency with positive thinking. Nope, you need a lot more than that. That's just first base. That's just like Hebrews 6:1. Once you accept Jesus Christ and crucified, you can't sit down and come to church every Sunday and sit on the same row for 30 years and you don't do nothing. You got to do what it says in Hebrews 6:1. It says, let us go on to perfection, not laying again a foundation of dead works. Let's go on past Jesus Christ and him crucified. And it tells you what you got to do to go on. So creating a current, well, again, money is effortlessly, and money, let me rephrase that, because I know people get hung up on words. What currency and cash is effortless. So not only do we need a positive thought, guess what you got to use next? You got to have an understanding that the energy that attracts a current or currency has no negativity. Now, we all have negativity, meaning bad things happen. But the problem is the inability to bring every thought into captivity, the inability to have focus, discipline, and order. Because the moment that you notice yourself having a negative thought, you got to remove that, you got to bring that negative thought into captivity. So it's not about just about positive thinking. It's about thoughts that have no negativity. See, while, you know, no negative thoughts is pretty much impossible. But the easiest way is to simply prove the power of creating a positive thought by creating a powerful, realistic goal. See, it is the goal that is created and then detached. Meaning, let me show you how this is how I do it. So when I made the goal of becoming a millionaire, the brain immediately says, come on, Negro, $1 million, like, come on, for real. But there was something about $1 million versus 500,000 versus 200,000 versus the other goals that I've already reached. So $1 million was reasonable. It was believable. Because if I'm already making $200,000 to $300,000 to go from $200,000 or $300,000 a year to $1 million a year, okay, that's believable. So if it's believable, it's achievable. So the number one thing you got to do is you got to have something that's believable. Meaning there's a lot of people, they just don't believe that it's possible. They don't even give themselves a fighting chance. It must be believable. Because when it's believable, then what happens is now that positive thinking that you have, which is just simply saying, I want to be wealthy. That's a positive thought. I want to be healthy. That's a positive thought. I want to be in knowledge or wisdom. That's a positive thought. And I want to be in a great relationship with myself, with my God, and with others. That's a positive thought. So, okay, we got a positive thought. So what do? Next, number two, we make a goal. Now, I've said 2 and 3 1,000 times. Then after we make the goal, we detach from the goal, and we attach to the role. So we have a positive thought. Mine, I want to be a millionaire. That was believable. That was achievable for me. For you, it may be 200,000, maybe 100,000. Whatever your wealth goal is, boom, just make a goal. Just make sure it is a very realistic wealth goal. When you make that goal, every day, now I'm not going to do like some people say, you know, every night before you go to bed. Now you can do all of that. You can, you know, you can make mantras. You can do all the stuff that's already taught out there. I'm not going against anything that's already been taught. But I'm going based upon the ancient oral tradition that was lost. Not necessarily lost, but a lot of people really have difficulty finding it. So we and understand that everything starts with a positive thought. Now, that's a big conundrum right there. I know a lot of people that they can't have a positive thought. Everything's negative. Everything, well, brother, you know what, man, I would, but the white man going to hold us down, man. No matter how we're going to get a loan, how we're going to do this, it's everything's negative. There are some people, they can't even have a positive thought. So first base is very difficult for a lot of people. Now, if you're one of those people that have difficulty with first base, that means that you got to go in, you got to take the life management system, and you got to replace that negative habit pattern with a positive habit pattern. Because you got to have a positive thought. And the positive thought for me is, hey, I can become a millionaire. That's believable. Then I said, okay, how am I going to become a millionaire? Once I have a positive thought, then I set a positive goal. No, becoming a millionaire is a positive goal for me. So you set your own positive goal. Once I set my positive goal, then I say how. How? How am I going to create $1 million? That's the role. So now I got to create my role. What character am I going to play in this play? Because this is just a play. This is not real life. This is just, we're just characters in a play. So you got to remember, you want to get the Oscar. I want to get the Oscar for the guy, you know, for the, again, the best supporting actor in a film or the best actor in the film. The film is Willie's Life of Becoming a Millionaire. I want to get the Oscar. And the Oscar goes too. So what role? Well, I decide, okay, I want to create a role of making $1 million while like retirement. And the role that I saw was when I was watching Billions. Now, I've already got a role, and it's brought me to making, you know, a good salary, getting close to 200K. So now I want to amp that up to 1 million. Now, I'm telling you guys how I got to the 1 million mark. So I decided by watching Billions, with my favorite show, Games of Thrones, that's another one, and I love that show. But while I was watching Billions, I was watching Whitney, the character of Wendy. And she's, you know, married to the guy Chuck. But Wendy works for Axelrod. And at first I thought, I'd be like Axelrod. Because me and Axelrod, you know, billionaires, they think, you know, strategically. They're about 5 years out. So their intention is about five years ahead of everybody else's. So whatever move you make, a billionaire has already made it. He already knows that you're going to make that move because he already did things so that way you can make that move. And so billionaires, they control energy. They are architects of the universe. They are energy architectures. Now, if you're an eight, if you got eight anywhere in your chart, you do this automatically. See, I had to learn it. I had to learn how to build personal archetypes to move. This is called spiritual energy development. It's an art. It's the way that you move currency. This is how you establish energy architecture using frequency. This is called re-imprinting or re-embodiment. There are what is called in the ancient text embodiment codes. And most people who understand them, that brings about what they call a cognitive resonance, not cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is two opposing beliefs. Cognitive resonance is two same or synchronizing beliefs. So a energy architect, he creates the environment where cognitive resonant patterning, this is called principled energy work, where you create an environment or a personal consciousness field that directs the relevant experience of everyone in that field. That's what I do. That's what Axelrod do. That's what everybody that understands energy work. Now, if you are a master builder, like my wife is a master builder. That's a life pattern of 22. So the 22s, they do this too, but most of them, they don't know how they do it. They just do it. Like my wife is an unintentional creator. See, I'm an intentional creator. So everything that I do in my life is intentional. That's what I said. If something happens in my life that's, quote, unquote, a surprise, then I know, I effed up. Thankfully, that don't happen. But if it was to happen, if something was to pop up in my life and bite me in the butt, And I'll be like, oh, how did that happen? Because remember, I create an environment that's called, again, conscious or co-resonant, that creates a pattern that produces principled energy currency. This is becoming an energy, or that's what Axelrod does. That means that he controls other people without them knowing that he's controlling them. And the way that he's controlling them has nothing to do with them. The way that he controls them is by controlling people, you control energy. You don't control individual people, you control. That's why I always say if you go to a city, you got to deal with the viceroy in that city, because the viceroy, that's his job. He controls that city. If you come in that time, you're going to control that city, you got to replace him, because now you are saying that you are going to establish and create a new architect. This is what they call controlling world economies. I call it controlling cleonomics. Now, the ability to understand how this works is very, very important. Number one, everybody has a living light code. Everybody. That's how they communicate. Some people's living light code is not living. It's nobody's home. Those are people that don't pay attention. Those people, yeah, you ain't got to worry about them. You can control them with carrots. You know what they like, and you just dangle it, and they jump through. Those are hoop jumpers. I'm not even talking about them people in this conversation. So we went through three steps already. Number one, I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. Y'all know I say that all the time. Why do I say that? Number one, in order for you to create currency or cash and keep the currency or cash that you create, you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. Negative thoughts take away your cash. They take away your currency. It's like putting a hole in a balloon. All the air comes out. Number two, you got to set a believable goal. Number three, you got to establish a doable role. So I was watching Billions, and I was going, I thought, hey, actually, but then I saw Wendy, and I said, yeah. Because what she does is she's a performance coach. She's a life coach, basically. So everybody that works there that comes into the office and they're not performing at their peak, she sits down and she tells them why they're not performing. So Wendy is more of the character that I relate to in the movie Billions than I do with Axelrod. So I said, well, you know what? I want to create. Now, remember, this is all going on in my brain. This is not a verbal conversation I'm having with no person. And then I get a call from a company in California who said that they've listened to some of my shows and my work. Then come to find out that one of the people in that company in California actually happens to be a client who I had basically cursed out because I didn't like the quote-unquote attitude. And then my wife told me, oh, yeah, you might not want to do that. I said, why not? Well, you know, the client is actually right. So I didn't care if they're right or wrong. It's my company. They said, no, that's not how we run. So I was like, okay. So thankfully, I apologized. And then the client said, hey, you know what? You might be a good fit. And what they wanted is exactly what I ordered. Exactly. Now, I've said that story before, and I'm about to tell you again, because that's how I created currency. And then that currency created this magnetism. Because remember, step number four, after you create a role in your head, now, if you got to write it down on paper, knock yourself out. I'm at the level I don't have to write nothing down on paper anymore. But when I started, I used to write it down on paper. That's how I got, you know, I told you guys, you know, before I met my wife, I wrote down on a piece of paper exactly the type of, you know, everything that I wanted. I wrote down on a piece of paper. And everything that I wrote down on a piece of paper, I'm living right now. So now that I've achieved this goal, because I created the currency or the cash, I created the environment. So everything in my environment, the car, the house, my wife, job, everything I wrote down on a piece of paper 5 years ago. Before I started the process, everything. So that's called intentional by intent. Now, I can use unintentional creation, and I just walk around with a hope and a wish and a dream. And if it comes out, great. If it don't, okay, no harm, no foul. Or I can intentionally create. So now I got a role that I know does number four. So now I have no problem frequently repeating my role. I have no problem now I have no problem whatsoever doing my role. I need no motivation. I don't need no – nobody to call me and pump me up to do a show. Say, come on, Doc, man. Get back in the ring, bro. Dude, just one more show, brother. One more show, man. I have no problem frequently repeating what I'm doing. Nobody got to pump me up to love my wife. Nobody got to tell me, hey, bro, you know, she looks good, man. Don't you see value? Does? Nobody. Nobody got to pump me up because I ordered my wife. My wife doesn't show up. All the situations and circumstances, because she fit exactly what I wrote down on a piece of paper. Her body structure, measurements, pastor's daughter, everything that I wrote down on a piece of paper, my wife embodies. So when she showed up in my life, I just checked her off my things to do list. When I met my wife, I was basically homeless. And I had wrote down the street I'm living on. I used to live in my first marriage. I lived on the same street. Now, my wife knows none of this, just on the other side. And I wrote down 5 freaking years. You hear me, Day Money? 5 years. I wrote down. I drove by the same street that I raised my freaking children on in the first marriage because I like this street and I like this neighborhood. Why? There's 3 schools within white walking distance. The elementary school, if we were doing a live video, I can go to my backyard and you walk. If I had a gate at my backyard, my children could walk about 100 steps to get to the elementary school and the middle school. They're right beside each other. The high school, if I open up my front door and showed you a video camera, you can see the top of the high school from my house. You can walk to the high school from my house. Why? My kids did it in my first marriage. So I knew that my wife, second marriage, she got kids too. Now, what is the chances of me riding by? And then I said that I'm not going to buy a house traditional. I want to own a finance. I want to talk to the owner. I don't do with no real estate agents. So I'm just driving down the street, riding through this neighborhood, showing back then my girlfriend. And they said, oh, look, there's a for sale by owner. And I pulled over and I wrote the dude there and I called the dude. And guess what? Bam, we moved in. But that was on my list. It was frequently repeated. And anything that's frequently repeated, it produces something. What does it produce? It produces an emotional charge. That's called chemistry, brother. That's called currency, homeboy. This emotional charge. Now, I wish to God that this could get downloaded into your spirit. Because your days of working for the man, doing the nickel and dime jobs that you're doing right now, will be over. Because the alchemical container is in the presence of God. See, this is God. This is how I pray all day, every day. I don't need to go to no freaking building. I don't need nobody to come and tell me how to do nothing. I'm already in the presence of God. Can you tell how the way I'm talking? This is why I get so excited. This is why it's dangerous when I do these shows. I have to say, and the wife says, hey, honey, it's time to come to bed. And this is true. When I go, I'm so amped up and I'm so wound up, it takes me about a good hour to freaking come down. I'm after this show, I'll have to go to the gym. Because going to the gym, I have so much energy, Day Money, I got to do something with it, bro. And so I knock out shows, I do this, that, and other, and I got too much energy. I got to do something. Because this charges my batteries. Because what is it? It is something that is frequently repeated. That produces that emotional charge that we're talking about. And once you get that emotional charge, my brothers and sisters, that takes you to the number 6. Number 1, positive thinking. That is devoid of negative thoughts. Number 2, you got to have a believable goal. Number 3, you got to create an achievable role for yourself. Now remember, this is your movie. You're writing a script. Now, I don't know why y'all don't write scripts. Where in the end of the movie, you ride out in the sunset with the girl, with the money, and with good health. I don't know why. I'm just trying to figure out why people don't write better scripts for themselves. Because you have the living light code matrix. That's your intention. Now, let me be crystal clear on something that I probably should have said in the beginning. The universe Let me give you the physics behind it. The field, they call it the field, the consciousness field based upon physics. It opens up whenever a individual particle says that they want to collapse back into wave form. Physics. So the way that you do that is when you say, I have one, when you set your intention, when you set your intention on the here and the now, meaning you're saying, Father, forefather, I intent. So I want to be at tent. Once you do that, all of the universe responds. So according to physics, the field changes whenever intention is introduced. Here again. I'm establishing the energy flow right now so everybody can understand this process. Because deep down in the molecular molecular structure of the current of the universe, just like money, the current then takes on a form. This is called a thought form being. This is how you give birth to form. So everything that is accomplished has to be paid for. This was inside of the anime cartoon, Full Metal Alchemist and Full Metal Alchemy. So you got to pay for it. You just can't. Everything has to be paid for with the law of equivalent exchange. So if my energy meets $1 million, if I got $1 million in energy, then I get $1 million in cash. Let me say it again. So if your energy doesn't match, if your energy doesn't match your goal, then the universe is not going to give you the role. If your energy, now remember, you start off with just a thought that says, I want to be a millionaire, or I want to be healthy. And if you say to the universe, to the forefather, I want to be healthy, but you sitting on the sofa, you watching TV, you eating Captain Crunch cereal, that energy does not match, you get access denied. Now, 99.9% of the Negroes that I know, that's the problem. Their energy doesn't match their goal. They talk to me and say, hey, man, I want to do this, that, and the other. I say, cool. Okay, meet me at 11 o'clock, man, we can go to the gym. 11 o'clock, they don't show up. The law of equivalent exchange state, based upon physics, everything that is accomplished has to be paid for with some form of freaking energy. Energy can't be created or destroyed, but it can be transformed from one kind into another kind. This is energy transformation. This is what it talks about in Helios Biblios. Be ye transformed. But you're going to come to me with $2 worth of energy, and you want to make a $20 exchange. I don't think so, boo-boo. The universe is going to reject you, not me. Now, let me make sure, because this is why a lot of people have difficulty understanding, number six, the law of equivalent exchange. See, right now, you're violating universal spiritual law. That's why your dog's not hunting. The law of equivalent exchange. I mean, y'all want to do some research on that one. Nobody talks about the law of equivalent exchange. They talk about, you know, the law of this, the law of that, the law, all of these seven, you know, humanic laws. What about the law of equivalent exchange? You must give something of equal value to receive something. The Bible says it this way, give, and it shall be given unto you. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure. Oh, see, what had happened was we didn't read that part in the scripture. The law of energy exchange is being violated by pretty much every African-American I know. I know very few Negroes on the planet that provides more in use value than they receive in monetary value. Very, very few. The law of equivalent, that means equal. The law of equivalent exchange, it must be equivalent. And if you're a really, really bad mama jama, you're going to be like me. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, you learn to be the servant of all. That means that you're going to give more than you receive. That means you give more. You give more. Now, it should be at least equal. Because why? In order for my $1 million to come to me, I got to have $1 million worth of energy. in order for whatever you want. If you want, you want help, no problem. The universe will, you can have whatever you say. That's what the Bible says. The Father wishes to do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that you can ask or think. Why? Energy currency, it's the money, if we don't use that term, that can be spent between sales. Father, in a name that no man can pronounce, download your spirit into the sales of every person that listens to the sound of my voice. That's called, in physics or in biology, ATP and ADP. Don't believe me? Just look it up. So ATP, now remember, it all starts with a thought, and the thought is going to come down and it's going to produce ATP. That is paper money in the body. That's like what paper money does outside the body. ATP does that inside the body. That's the energy of money. That's got to be exchanged between two cells. That's called cellular communication. So you need energy. You need currency. You need a current. You need cash to accomplish things. So like cash or like currency or like energy can be stored in different banks. A bank is a jewel, J-O-U-L-E. Inside of your body, you got jewels. It's really interesting that the phonetics of the word jewels, J-O-U-L-E, is the same as the word jewels, J-E-W-S, jewelry. The more jewels you got, jewels are worth money, are they not? If I got a bunch of jewelry, real jewelry, gold and silver and coin, that's why I keep saying, man, cash is freaking natural minerals and elements. It's gold, it's silver, it's freaking jewelry. Because in the body, it's jewels. Outside the body, it's jewels. How many jewels you got, homeboy? How many jewels you got? How many J-O-U-L-E-S's do you got? The units of energy contained inside of the biological body is called jewels. The stuff that holds its value on this earth is called jewels. Paper. You better buy some freaking jewels, homie. You better buy some. You better invest in gold. You better invest in silver. Why? It doesn't lose its value. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be changed. It can only change hands. Negroes don't buy jewelry. We don't buy gold. We don't buy silver. We don't buy precious metals. And if we do, it's in the form of a freaking chain hanging around our neck. That ain't worth shiznits. We got to change the whole way we think. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting ready to buy some jewels. I'm getting ready to buy precious metals, stones, land, apartment complexes, community gardens. Me and Susanna was talking about this yesterday. We can buy some land out. Everybody that listens to my voice in your neighborhood, look for us a plot of land that nobody wants, and we can turn it into a garden. So we can buy it and start, and you or you can hire somebody. We have to start growing our own food. Why? They trying to give you bad food so that way everything I'm telling you doesn't work. Because it's going to mess up your frequency. Because the players of this universe, they understand the game that I'm expressing to you today. What is the game, Brother Will? It's all about frequency, wave of vibration. The vibration in the oil tonight at 7 p.m., we're going to break it down tonight. Tonight we go, this is part three of the sacred secretions inside of the body. That's called the Christos or the Christ oil. Now, tonight, brothers and sisters, we're going to take the gloves off a little bit more. I mean, we've already taken them off, but we're going to go to a new level, new devil. We're going to destroy another devil because this is affecting your currency, your money. Now, I don't know about you. I like to get paid. Now, I like to work, but I'm not working for free. I like, I like expensive fabrics, as Beyonce would say. So this is the ability to cause change. Currency is the ability to cause change. But in order for you to cause change or to create change or to get some change, as in coins, you need energy. And the way that you get energy, it starts with a positive thought or thoughts. But when you get these positive thoughts and this positive thinking, it does something for you. This activates the Christos or the Christ oil inside of the body. And then you start thinking, okay, where am I at right now? And like, where do I, where would I like to be? And if where you are at right now and where you are, where you would like to be right now is the same place or close to the same place, booyah, you good, boo-boo. If it's not, the thought that you're having goes into your brain. Now, the word cavalry in English actually comes from a Hebrew word that means skull. Now, inside of the brain, there is something that takes place. When you have a positive thought, it activates or goes down the nerves inside of the body. Those nerves inside of your body are called the tree of life. So the vagus nerve is called the tree of life, the pneumovagus nerve. So the sacral secretion passes through the pineal gland where we're able to see God face to face, like it says in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. So Jacob named the place Pineal because he said, I will see God face to face and I will live to tell the story. So inside of the body, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, that when your thought activates a specific desire to sow a seed, when it is harmonized, crystallized by the brain using the quartz crystals, and I'm going to break that down in the series as well that we talked about tonight, that activates the kundalini and the kunda buffer. That creates a super intelligence inside of the super field that activates the super brain or the crystal brain that creates super consciousness, I call Christ consciousness. It is only activated when you have a super thought at the super time, which is that one day of the year that you're supposed to withstand, that I gave everybody based upon a lunar calendar. That's what Jacob did, and he named that place Pineal because he said, I saw God face to face, and I lived to tell a story. Because it activates, it creates a crystal-like brainstorm inside of the brain. And that place is called Pineal. It's the pineal gland. So the pineal gland, biologically speaking, this is a biological and physiological description of the journey that Christ oil, the sacred oil inside of you that we've been talking about, raises it, it honors it, and it amplifies it. So that takes you into the holies of holies. That makes you magnetic. That activates your gift. That's where Christ in you becomes the hope of glory. Once you do that, what do? You have a positive thought because we serve a positive God. You cannot have a negative thought. The Bible says bring every thought into captivity, every thought. Now, I know you're going to have them. It's okay. Don't focus on them. As soon as you have a negative thought, replace it with a positive. That's what I do. As soon as I have a negative thought, I replace it with a positive one every day. As soon as I have a negative thought, I replace it with a positive thought. So, number one, I have positive thoughts, alkalinity. Number two, my positive thoughts say, okay, you know what, where I'm at is good. And I want to maintain where I'm at. Or it says, I want to raise my oil. Now, if where you are at is good, oh, man, brother, assalamu alaikum. That is off the chain. Then all you got to do is just maintain where you're at by maintaining your positive thinking. But if you're like me, if you're making $200,000 to $300,000 and you want to get to 1 million, you got to have a goal. Then just by making the statement, I am a millionaire. Bam, that's it. Don't say I want, say I am. The universe doesn't respond to want. The universe doesn't respond to hope. It doesn't respond to wishes. It doesn't respond to make-believe. The universe responds to statement of fact. So when you make a statement of fact, I am, when you call those things as not as though you were, what you're saying is I am. So when I said I am a millionaire, the universe said, how do you want us to give you that million? What energy are you going to give in exchange for that $1 million? What are you going to pay attention to for that $1 million? Okay, I'm going to pay attention to people who are not performing at their peak. And in exchange for me paying attention to people that's not performing and helping them to perform, in exchange for that, I'm going to get money. I'm going to get $1 million. So that became my role. What is my role? Peak performance officer. What is my role? Life coach. What is my role? Master teacher 33. What does all of that do? Help people operate at their peak. So I'm a peak performer. I'm helping people, again, not just perform. Everybody can perform. But I want you to operate at your greatest. That's why, again, my stuff is not for everybody. This is for people who want to operate and vibrate at the highest possible level. And then what do? I just frequently repeat that I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I keep it. Then what do? That creates feeling inside of my body. That creates an electrical charge. That electrical charge motivates me to get up out of my seat. And then that creates the law of equivalent exchange, because I know I'm going to give something. Because I know the more I give, bam, the more I receive. That creates energy in motion. And that energy in motion creates speed, or it creates mass, or it creates matter. This is what is called kinetic energy. And once I do that, what do I get? I receive in proportion and in position and in condition. Let me say that again. I receive the direct proportion. Very, very important, because a lot of people, they don't understand proportion. I receive the direct proportion. Then I receive based upon the direct position. And lastly, I receive, or I will receive, and I have received, based upon the condition. So the number, the seventh key of this chemical potential, or this chemical process that has been taught, or that should be taught, but it hasn't been taught, is that this is how I stay connected into the God source, or I stay connected with the Supreme Creator. How? Because of my proportion, because of my position. Remember, your power comes from your position. The word position means Christ. This is the three P's: person, place, position. So I got the three P's. The person represents the proportion. The condition represents the place, and the position represents the position. So this is how I stay in connection with the forefather. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil, because God now, my energy and God energy is the same, because I'm connected into the God source. So that creates a certain feeling of tremendous. I can't even put it in. Oh man. Woo, I can't even put it into the English language. In the English language, I just can't. I just think about it, and I just can't even talk. That feeling, this is called consumptive modeling. That means that you're modeling the behavior of the Father. That means that now you're an extension of the Father on earth. That means that you are an individualization of God on earth. Now you can call those things that are not as though they were. When you show up, the demons run. They ask you, can we go into those pigs? Why have you come to torment us before our time? Because why? You and God, y'all vibration, you are the vibrational equivalent of the Father. That's what Jesus said in Philippians 2:5. You have a certain feeling. You have a certain emotion. That's why it's dangerous for, like, when I go around people, it's really dangerous. Because I just piss people off just by my presence. Because I don't have the same feeling that they got. I don't even understand why people do certain things. And it's really weird, because I don't even have to say anything. That's what I'm saying, is that feeling. That feeling is the emphasis of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. That's the electricity and magnetism that has been crucified, meaning that you deny yourself, you pick up your cross, and you follow him. That makes it amplified. That means your alchemical container is in the presence of God 24/7, 365, and it is supported fully by God, which allows it to be maintained at the highest possible capacity. This is the highest capacity of exchange. This is the law of energy exchange. That is the ability for you to maintain your, again, how do you keep it? Just maintain it. How do you maintain it? The only way for you to lose this high vibrational energy exchange is when you stop paying attention to the purposes of God. Not the purposes of the self. That's the place. That's the proportion. That's the position. And that's the condition. The moment that your condition changed, mental condition, you stop doing the things that got you there mentally. The moment that you decide, if I decide, hey, I don't want to be, you know, a peak performance coach anymore. I don't be the Master 33 anymore. Now, you know what? I think I'm going to go into, you know, I'm going to become a Bitcoin enthusiast, and I'm going to start selling Bitcoin, and I'm going to go out there and do Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. The moment I do that, my frequency drops because I have stepped outside of the arc of the frequency, outside of my architecture that I've built. I've stepped outside and I've cut the spiritual link with my crystal light matrix, which is my crystal brain. I've stopped using the living light code. So the living light code is the language that I speak. When my brain is connected with God, me and God are communicating with the living light code. He downloads his intention into my brain, and I think it's my intention. This is the universal cosmic trinity core of one. Because again, it's called the universal core, the universal cosmic trinity core of one. The universal cosmic trinity core of one. That means me and my Father as one. That means I can say what Yeshua said. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because we got one purpose, and the purpose is to do the will of the Father, which is to establish the kingdom of God on earth. That is how you speak to God. That is called the living light language or the living light code. When you speak the living light code, that's God language. God doesn't speak like this crap that we're doing and telepathy, all this stuff. No, God speaks based upon light. You got to speak the language of light. So the language of light is living. It's not dead because God is not dead. It is a living light matrix. It's a living light code that is only activated when the all is risen, when your vibration is risen, when you, one, maintain a positive thought. When you, two, you got a positive goal. When you, three, that achievable positive goal creates. I mean, the believable positive goal creates an achievable positive role. Because the role is so achievable, because the role is so positive, you don't mind frequently repeating that role. I don't mind. That's why sometimes I go to the gym three times a day. I don't mind frequently. People say, man, how you go to the gym three times a day? Isn't that exhausting? Not for me. That's my role. That's the script. I wrote it. But, dude, you do three shows a day, man. Isn't that exhausting? My wife tells me all the time, how the hell you talk all freaking day? Aren't you tired of talking? No, baby, I just got warmed up. And I start talking. She said, oh, man, can you go somewhere? I'm trying to watch a movie. I talk all day. Why? Frequently repeat it. What does it do? It creates an emotional charge. I get amped up. I feel like I drank 15 cups of coffee right now. And I ain't doing nothing but talking. But I'm talking to Source. It may sound like I'm talking to you, but me and the forefather, I'm in the presence of the King right now. And something takes over. Man, I can't even explain it, bro. It's like there's like a heat in my head. It's like that. Like it's like when I'm on a watermelon diet and my whole body is tingling. Every cell in my body is tingling because I'm communicating with the Father right now. And I become sometimes, like, if I really think about it, I get really emotional. And I just break down. Sometimes I'll be driving in the road. I just have to pull over on the side of the road, man. I just start crying. Cry and cry. Because it's like, man, I wish everybody could feel what I feel. I wish everybody could have this relationship with the Father that I got. But they don't, man. People don't understand. It's sad. People out here working for, like slaves. And I just sit on my butt all day. Because I'm in the presence of the King. And when you're in the presence of the King, you give and the King gives back. You can't outgive God, man. I don't care what you do. I don't care how much you tithe. I don't care how much you work. I don't care how many shows I do. I don't care what I do. I can't outgive God. The more I give, the more I receive. And it's overwhelming. That creates an emotion I can't explain. You have to experience it for yourself, man. I don't know no other drug out there. There's a lot of drugs. People say drugs do this, that, and the other. I don't know, man. I got the best drug in town. I'm hooked on Source. It's all I'm saying, man. I don't know what to say other than it's the best feeling I've ever had in my life. I don't plan on letting it go no time soon. Because that emotional charge, that allows me to give. I have no problem, man. I have no problem giving. I love helping people. That's the law of equivalent exchange, number 6. And after I do that, I end up with number 7. the person placed in the position. I have my proportion. So I receive in the direct proportion by which I give. So if I want to be a millionaire, I got to give that millionaire's portion to the source. And the source is not the people. I'm not giving. See, I didn't become a millionaire by trying to connect with people. Remember the person I told you, it wasn't even no connection there, at least not with me. But they saw something in me, obviously. And that connection with source, that was the proportion. That establishes the position, and that position establishes the condition. And so the condition, the financial condition that I'm in, the financial position that I'm in, and the financial proportion that I have received was in the direct proportion of, number six, the law of equivalent exchange. The amount of energy that I put in was the amount of energy that I got back. The law of equivalent exchange. You got to give some of equal value to receive. And that was number five. That creates an emotional charge. That's the result of number four, something that was frequently repeated, which is a result of number three. It was the role. It's the day-to-day activities that I do. The day-to-day activities. What is the quality of the day-to-day activities? Every second of every day, what is the quality, not the quantity, what is the quality of the role? So you doing something every day that you don't like, and you're wondering why there is no emotional charge? Because your role that you are frequently repeating. I'm not talking about the goal. I'm talking about the role. The role is more important than the goal. See, I'm frequently repeating something. I love repeating it so much. I love my role so much that I'm doing it. I'm going to be a multimillionaire because I'm doing it more. I'm giving way more than $1 million worth of energy. So I already know that I'm at the mill and I'm getting ready to go past that because I love the role. But I wrote the role because I set the goal. And the goal came from setting the thoughts or the intention. So positive intention is how everything started for me. And this process, this seven steps that I just described, is what I do every time in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships when I'm going to the next level. Because I know nothing ventured, nothing gained. This is the language of light. This is the living light code. This is the living light matrix that very few people understand. This is how I create personal archetypes that allows people to have a spiritual evolution to help them to develop clarity of purpose. This embodies or creates an imprint that overrides the current negative frequency or the current negative pattern. I don't try to put energy into the negative pattern because, again, attention, where attention goes, energy flows. So I put attention on the positive or the life-sustaining pattern, which is the goal. A lot of therapists put a lot of attention on the negative habit pattern, meaning the trauma, because remember, usually there's some type of a traumatic event because trauma-induced mind control. We've all had some type of a traumatic event. That traumatic event is going to come up, and it's going to stop you from moving forward in your goal. That's where the goal must be believable and achievable. Your goal must be so powerful that when your negative habit pattern comes up in the form of fear that says, hold up, you can't do that because you got stage fright. Well, you're going to say on the other side of that stage is $1 million. So you're going to say, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. I wrote my script. And in my script, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. You should not tempt the Lord thy God. You are the individual expression of God on earth. Your word is God on this dimension. So when you speak it, you be it. As a man speaks, as a man thinks, so is he. So when the enemy pops up, when fear shows up in your life and reminds you, whoa, hold up, Negro, you're just a little country boy from Fort Worth, Texas. What the hell are you doing? You're going to be a millionaire. You read the freaking goal because it's believable and it's achievable because it was downloaded into your spirit by the forefather because you had a positive thought. And from that positive thought, from that Acheron position, you connected with the Acheron God. And he downloaded an Acheron Go. And he's going to give you an Acheron role. And you're going to frequently repeat that alkalinity. That alkalinity is going to create positivity. That positivity is going to activate the ATP and the ADP in the body. And that energy is going to allow you to give. And whatever measure that you give, that same measure is going to be measured back to you. And if you can give me $1 million worth of energy, you're going to receive $1 million worth of currency and cash in the form of joules. J-O-U-L-E-S. Joules is a unit inside the body that contains energy. Joules outside the body, J-E-W-S, those are precious. That's gold, that's silver, all of the precious minerals. Why? That's currency. They hold value. Paper don't. Buy jewels, brother. Create jewels in exchange for jewels. Create jewels, J-O-U-L-E-S, units of energy in the human body, in exchange for jewels, precious metals and stones outside the body. And we'll see you in the Bahamas, and we'll be sipping pina coladas on the beach. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. I bless you in the name that cannot be pronounced. May the sun, the S-U-N and the S-O-N, and the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Pneuma gastric nerve continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my anointed brothers, and as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you. I can't leave my own.